I don't know if you pass out cigars, but what do you do when you have a hatchling?
Well, it's the age of the internet. I mean, now we have moderators and Facebook, and you know, people talk by that way. So it's really quite interesting. And I mean, people started beginning the vigil to watch for the hatching yesterday afternoon, and day before yesterday morning, I think we had 2,000 people on. We're at over 20,000 on right now as we're talking. So it's growing by leaps and bounds. So this morning we had the first baby hatch, and it kind of surprised us because we were kind of guarded. We were thinking with the extreme temperatures that the eggs wouldn't hatch, because we have seen that happen. We have seen at other eagle nests when the temperatures have gotten this cold and when the birds have got dumped on by snow that they don't hatch their eggs. Sometimes the babies die. That huge, huge, huge weight is off my shoulders.
And I understand now there are two more eggs, correct?
There are, mm-hmm.
And what would be the sequence then of the progression from the time this one hatched this morning till maybe the next two?
Well, I can't tell you for sure. Typically, the bald eagles, if they lay three eggs, they'll start incubation on the second egg. They'll get two eggs that hatch about the same time, and then the third egg will hatch a few days later. Since it was 20 below zero when they laid these eggs and very, very cold, I'm thinking that they probably had to apply heat right away, and so there was probably, growth of the embryo almost immediately. So my guess is they're going to hatch, the 3 days apart from each other.
Does that fortitude say something about that mama eagle being able to sit on those eggs and get through that 20 below zero temperature? I mean, this is quite a specimen to be able to do that.
It speaks volumes for the wonder of and the miracle of nature. I mean, when they laid their eggs, just a few days before they laid their eggs, we had severe rain. The nest got totally drenched, and then the temperatures went below zero. So that nest was actually like an ice cube. And then they laid their eggs during a period when it was 10 to 20 below zero with, 30-mile windshield, below zero windshields. I mean, it was brutally cold. And then to add insult to injury, they were dumped on by 10 inches of snow. And the female was just totally covered up, and she was buried underneath 10 inches of snow while trying to keep the eggs warm. So I am just so surprised and so pleased that we will have a baby for the world.
I can tell, and I think it just lifted everybody's spirit. It's been a long, cold winter. Even if you're not sitting on eggs, it's been long and cold, and this is just a really nice celebration.
It's all positive. It's all good. And so many schools, I'm hearing from teachers all across the country that are using it in the classroom, and that's all the reason we need to keep doing what we're doing. But I'm also hearing about a lot of nursing homes and assisted living homes that are using it in the community rooms, which, one fellow that I nursed at a large home here in town said, Bobby says, the eagle cam gives them a reason to get up in the morning, to go look at their eagle. So it's pretty cool. It's all good. All good.
And everybody can sort of do play-by-play. You were talking about the social media, but in the nursing homes and in the schools, and, it's sharing, it's doing interacting within those groups as well.
Correct, it is. And then we have what's called chat with, maybe a dozen or two dozen moderators around the country that answer students' questions immediately. If you have a teacher or a student asks a question, they get their answer within seconds. So it's a great educational tool.
All right, I don't want to be a downer, but we have to talk about reality as well. Hatching is just the first step. There's a long way to go before they leave the nest and go forward from here.
Well, there is, but this pair of eagles has got a pretty good track record. So far, they've hatched every baby they've laid, and they've fledged every baby. They've raised every baby that's hatched. So they've got, and it probably is because they have such a good food source here, near the hatchery.
I've seen roadkill from time to time as well.
Yeah, but they also feed on live squirrels and live rabbits. The people here in Decor are, routinely see the birds, chasing squirrels and rabbits in their yards. So this pair is pretty remarkable. It really is.
Exactly. So it's a day of celebration. So how do you top this, really?
I don't know. I can't. I felt so much pressure to be able to give so many people that are waiting and wanting to see the Decor Eagle Cam. I mean, it's a huge amount of pressure to make sure the equipment's all running. And it's a lot of equipment. It's a lot of computers and encoders and connectors and cables and adapters that just, I have a perpetual worry that something will go wrong. But there's a psychological thing that takes place here, and I really can't fully explain it, but I do know that somewhere between 50 or 5,000 hours of watching it, it all of a sudden becomes your birds. People take a sense of ownership. They start calling them their eagles. And I see that all the time when people come up to me. Because they'll preface it by saying, well, I was watching my eagles. And so when they take the sense of ownership, they also kind of become, sometimes can become a little demanding. So they become my boss. So see the nest. They probably pass a 500 nest on the way here.
Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, and we'll be I'll be watching to see what happens next. But congratulations on Eaglet number one, and we'll be watching for two and three.